The News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. Good morning and wake up, 7:05 on November the 6th, a Thursday, 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Bad Bob.
And good morning.
You liking that little run into the in the morning? A little bit cooler in your wide open Jeep.
It's invigorating.
And he comes in, and his eyelashes are frozen shut. When he comes through here.
Can only get better. Yes.
And speaking of getting better, here's Trish Clark.
Good morning.
It's Thursday. Trish is here, and of course, Linda's got on the spot with Linda Bott tonight. Oh, no, she doesn't. I take it back.
No, she doesn't.
That's right.
Tonight
Enjoy
is Linda.
The magazine will be – enjoy James Masada and Rhonda Ball be here because Linda's going to be out at Wind River with all of us singing.
Yes.
There it is.
Yeah. It's 50 degrees in downtown Reading, and we're looking for a mostly sunny with a high near 72 today, partly cloudy this evening with a low around 51, sunny and high on Friday for a 75. Looks like in the 70s and no sign of rain into the near future. That's too bad. We need a good rainstorm every other night, I think, and then it can be cool during the day.
I think they're saying maybe at the end of next week we might be seeing something coming through.
We certainly do need more moisture, and the weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. It's locally owned and operated. Give us a senior and veterans discounts, and you can reach them at 365-7793. You need to know that while this is happening, he's shaking the thing I'm trying to read from.
Well, you know what? It's Thursday. You know
it
what?
Is We're, Thursday.
Yesterday was hump day. You know what? I can't. You know the record searchlight. You know I love the idea of us having our paper, right?
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes they do things. Like the other day, like Wednesday, when they reported that Rod Rodriguez story, they abbreviated the word Enterprises and went ENT or something like that, period, on the front page. I mean, because they had something else in there. I mean, I've never seen anything like that before. And today, now, the big headline is Women Now Reading City Council Majority.
I know.
What do you think their first clue was?
Well,
could it have been the names Missy, Francie, and Kristen? I mean, is this to inform us that three women are on the city council, which is absolutely fine?
And why is that an issue?
Why is it an issue?
Let me tell you,
this is sexist. The record searchlight is being sexist in their
the first time that I ran for the Board of Supervisors, my first run, the major thing that my opponent said was that I would never be elected in Shasta County because if I were elected, it would make a majority of women on the Shasta County Board of Supervisors.
This was okay.
That's all anybody needs to know. They'll never do it. And it was like, really? Well, obviously, it didn't have an impact because it was, interestingly enough, Francie and Molly and Trish that were the new majority on the Shasta County Board of Supervisors.
Okay. Well,
So this is not a big deal. But obviously, to the guy who wrote that article.
No, it's Jenny.
Jenny has
what she's thinking of too.
So what is
frankly
the,
though,
yeah,
you know, congratulations.
I mean, that's not an issue.
You know, as we said, congratulations yesterday to all of the winners. Congratulations for everybody that ran because I truly believe that they put them and I've said this 100 times, they put themselves out into the fight. We would never disparage any of them. We would never say anything negative about it. And I think people, all the feedback we got is how much they appreciated that we having them on the show and letting them talk and letting people make up their mind. However, There's some big things going. It's going to start on December 2nd when they get sworn in. And the big things they're going to have to do is, since the Measure F failed, is where are you going to get the money to get more policemen?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Are we going to see this thing where they're going to propose a tax, you know, and it's just a general, you know, it goes into the general fund, but 50% is going to go to the police? Is that what we're going to see? Because it's too hard to take money away from the staff?
Yeah, well, I don't know. You've got to
the people
have spoken. They listened to the candidates. The candidates certainly had to speak to what they were going to do if Measure F didn't.
All four of them. Two of them, Kristen and Francie, were for the raise. And obviously, you've got Bassetti that's for it. And you've also got Missy.
Bassetti's not there anymore.
Oh, okay.
Bassetti's gone.
But you'll have Weaver. Yeah, but you'll have, even if Weaver and Cad vote against it, you've got Missy, Francie, and Kristen that could vote for it.
To put it on the ballot for 50%. But let's talk a bit about that two-thirds majority, because I personally have an issue with that. Example, Cottonwood. Now, they've put their measure on the ballot twice now. Both times, they've got a clear majority. This time, they got 62. They'll probably end up 63, 64%. Wow. That's the minority ruling. Clearly, the majority of that community wants to build a new fire hall. So aren't we being led by the minority when we demand a two-thirds vote?
Well, wait a minute. But that's the rule.
I understand, but I can disagree with the rule.
You can disagree with the rule, but
I do for that reason.
And, well, if that's the case, then if you're a minority, if that's the rule, then what rights should you have? If the majority says, well, I think that women ought to be back in the kitchen. Or even worse, I think men ought to be back in the kitchen because women outnumber.
Well, I mean, if you're going, you can't have it both ways. You're still, the majority is saying two thirds. If you're going to live under a democracy and let the people vote, which is what we keep doing, okay?
No, that's a democracy. We're a republic.
Okay, then we the people who are elected should be making the decision.
There you go.
Instead of going to the public
there
every time there's a tough issue.
There you go.
Well, there you have it. That's why I've said repeatedly, we should not have propositions on the ballot. They're so complicated. There's so many
Nobody understands
what the heck you're voting for.
There you go.
And clearly, even the people that write them have all kinds of hidden agendas. Things happen that we didn't even anticipate.
The next thing, the law of unintended consequences. The next time I hear the word committee, I'm going to stand up and scream.
Do you know that I voted against practically every committee that ever came before me in 20 years. And here's what I said. You're spending staff time to educate a bunch of people who have no right to be making this decision.
And will not make the decision.
They'll make a recommendation to the board or the council. And then after all the heat has died down and everything is over, they'll kind of run through an answer that they should have made 6 months before you spent all that money. You elect them to make a decision. Put your big girl pants on and make the decision. Make the hard calls.
That's right. And speaking of that, well, you know what, Charles? Wait till after the break because we have to take a break now and I want to hear what you're going to say. But you know what? After the election and last night, Brent Weaver spent $87,000 on this campaign. $87,000. More money was spent on this campaign, $278,000, than anybody can remember. And $87,000 far outreached the $29,000 from 2010 that Rick Bassetti and Ken Murray spent. $87,000.
Must have been a lot of people that wanted to see Brent Weaver elected.
Must be. A lot of people, obviously. But for much less than that, you can get a good night's sleep for the next 20 years. For the next 20 years, you can get a great night's sleep with a Sleep Number bed for just a fraction of what Brent spent on this campaign, or Francie, or Kristen, or, you know what, any of them. Uh-huh. Any of them. You could have, you know what, and how long are they going to be around? I mean, you know what, 4, 5, 8, 10 years, you know, but your Sleep Number bed's going to be there for 20 years. You've got a guarantee. It's made in America. It's Consumer Reports' number one bed ever. And my sleep number setting's 45.
Oh, my gosh. It's getting tough. Mine is still 55. I actually reduced it the other night and woke up in the middle of the night and just was not quite comfortable and boom, bumped it right back up to 55 and slept soundly.
Okay, Bad Bob, as soon as I started talking about it, you leaned in.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just heard what we call a segue. In the
was that good?
A rather thin one. But
I believe it was a backdoor segue.
No. That was a good segue. That was a good segue because it's something I believe and something you believe because you've had this bed for 10 or 15 years.
Oh, yeah, over 10
Bonnie
years.
Bonnie Sharp came in and said she's replaced and it's like I said, it's guaranteed. Here's the other thing. Because of Veterans Day sale, you can save $600 on the top-rated Sleep Number i8 bed. It's the lowest price ever, and you can get it down in the Target Shopping Center. Look it for the Sleep Number store and go see Brian or Janice. And just lay down on the bed. Lay on the bed and just let them give you a number. You know what? You will be glad you did. You tell them, heard it from Carl and Trish, and that this is the place to really get into your sleep.
And the service you receive in these stores, I purchased my bed many years ago, and when I walk into the Sleep Number bed store in Reading, they have me in their computer. I get the same discount as a new person.
There you go.
And anything, if there's something wrong with your bed, they take care of it.
They'll come out and fix it right away. Exactly. Okay, hey, look, we've got to take a quick break. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, we'll be right back. Charles, hang on.
It's time to sign up for the annual Turkey Trot, Reading's longest-standing family tradition on Thanksgiving morning. It's easy to register. Just trot on down to Shasta Regional Medical Center, Fleet Feet, or Shasta Family YMCA to register in person. Or visit www.shastaregional.com to register online. There's the Diesel Horse Dash for the little gobblers 8 years and under. The 2-mile walk fun run for the entire family. And for the more serious runner, the timed 6-mile race. Start your Thanksgiving with a brisk trot, walk, or run. The annual Turkey Trot is just around the corner, so register your family today online at www.shastaregional.com or register in person at Shasta Regional Medical Center, Fleet Feet, or Shasta Family YMCA. For more information, go to shastaregional.com. Start your Thanksgiving with a brisk trot, walk, or run.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
This is Carl Bott. Join Crown Motors and their salute to the veterans. From October 27th through Veterans Day, November 11th, there will be a 10% discount for all parts and labor in their service department for our veterans with proof of service. Additionally, on November 10th and 11th, $100 from every car purchase will be donated to two local veterans organizations. Linda and I will be at Crown Motors November 10th and 11th from 7 to 9 a.m. to celebrate their salute to the veterans. Crown Motors and CrownMotorsReading.com. Crown Motors, a salute to those who have served.
Happy November, football fans. Nate Abarea here. Prep football is hitting the home stretch, and we've got a dandy for you this Friday night as the Chico Panthers come up to Reading to take on the Shasta Wolves. Expect a barn burner at Thompson Field in this final regular season game for two of the highest scoring offenses in the entire Northern Section. Pre-game at 7:05, kickoff at 7:30. It's the Chico Panthers and the Shasta Wolves on the North State's radio home for local football action. KCNR, 1460.
At Shasta Spine Specialists, we have more to offer. We want you to acquire true health. Our methods are vast and can range from traditional chiropractic care to the latest cutting-edge technologies available, such as the DRX-9000 non-surgical spinal decompression system. Treatments can include stretching, exercises, cold laser, ultrasound, several different forms of electric muscle stimulation, whirlpool, traction, and more. We get results. At Shasta Spine Specialists, we have over an 80% success rate at reducing or eliminating your pain. Why wait any longer? Shasta Spine Specialists, located at 153 Hartnell Avenue, across from the Cobblestone Shopping Center. Call us at 243-2300 or visit our website at ShastaDRX.com.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Carl Butt and Trish Clark, who's destroying my studio as we speak.
50 degrees in downtown Redding, and going to get up to 71 today.
Ooh, thanks, Shasta Gas Propane. Hey, a couple of things, of course, is Linda's going to be at Wind River tonight. Everybody knows that.
Oh, and we're all going to be at Wind River.
Oh, there's a lot of people there. But for people, people are making comments. Since Wind River, let me tell you, Wind River has, since they've, this isn't an ad. This is just me speaking to you all in the sense that Wind River, when they cut back on smoking, when they eliminated smoking, they started reaching out in other ways, too, to enhance the atmosphere there, and they're actually everything. Things are changing. Anything from the employees' attitudes and all this, which was fine before, but even better, the clientele's even starting to. I mean, it's starting to change out there. Isn't that weird? And not weird, but it is. So when you say you haven't been there for a while, give it a chance. Come on out tonight and see Linda, or anytime. Just go on in there for lunch. I had lunch there yesterday, and it was superb.
Good
price.
Yeah, the food is good. Yeah.
Okay, Charles. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Thanks for waiting 2 hours.
Uh-huh.
Did you forget what you wanted to talk about? We held you on so long.
Well, we're kind of stuck with this bunch for the next 4 years now.
We have 3 women on council. Did you know that?
Oh, I knew that before, but the thing is that, you know, this election was decided on the basis of, you know,
what?
All this touchy-feely, you know, sort of getting in touch with your feelings and getting in touch with your softer side.
Oh, wait a minute.
Logic, reason, and truth were kind of given the left foot of fellowship.
Wait a minute.
I love it.
No, it's funny. You know what? Are we going to see on the city council on December the 2nd, before they start, right behind the dais, they're all going to get in kind of like a big hug, and you hear this, kumbaya, kumbaya, and they're going to be like hugs? I mean, are they?
Well, maybe not literally, but for all practical purposes. I mean,
I want to see it.
This is the definition that the Record Searchlight has applied to the term working together.
Well, I tell you what.
Unanimity. It's, you know, where dissent is, you know.
The dissent is bad. Dissent is bad. There should be no dissent. They should just like each other and get along all the way. Well, let me tell you what.
There are capital cities where that is the way government it
yeah.
goes.
Well, let me tell you something. Well, let me tell you something, Charles. Pyongyang, I like that. Hey, Charles, let me tell you something. Two of the people that are the toughest, roughest, you know, people on the council, guess what, are still there. Missy's not going anywhere. Missy of the infamous shot of Doris Lucero being handcuffed, and Francie, who just had a very stern remark about Mike DeQuisto. Let me tell you, two of the ones that are right in there hooking and jabbing are still on there.
Get in my Facebook.
But instead of listening to the truth about the issues that are confronting the city and the things that need to be done in order to prepare for what's coming, not the least of which being the higher CalPERS payments. yep. that are coming in the next.
We have some troubles here. We have troubles right here in River City. T with a capital T that rhymes with P.
If we had elected conservatives to the council, then we could have at least softened the landing.
Well, you know what? We don't know that because I tell you what, we've had that before. And I haven't seen that. You know what? Here's the way it is.
Majority on council for as long as I can remember.
Here's the way.
And what majority?
A conservative majority. But here's the way it is, Charles. This is the hand that's been dealt. This the people have spoken. And one of the things the editorial said. Well, let me finish this. One of the things the editorial says is this: we voted heavy Republican up here, heavy conservative. I mean, except for city council. Both Kristen and Francie both said, and they said it proudly, that they were Democrats. And so they, the city looked at that and still, without, knowing that everybody, they voted Republican everywhere else, voted Democrat. So that tells you something. People wanted something here.
Well,
it's a mixed message again.
He told his father that he wanted the inheritance right away.
Who said that?
The prodigal son.
Oh, okay. All right. Well.
And then instead of saying thank you, he told his father to go kick sand. But then after a while, after being in the far country and the economy going to you know where, he had to go back to his father,
mm-hmm.
Tail between his legs.
Yep. Well, anyway, okay, Charles.
And so, there's a bunch of us who are on the, who are basically been given the left foot of fellowship, but,
Okay, Charles.
I mean, we're not going to go away.
No, we're not, we're not. In 2 years, you've got two more people you're going to be voting for. So,
not determined by election results.
We'll see. We'll see what happens. All right, Charles, thanks.
Right.
I was talking to some really strong, these are really hard conservative men and women yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Hardcore. They are conservative. And you know what they said about Kristen Schrader?
What?
They think that Kristen Schrader is a stand, they think she's stand up. That they asked her really tough questions at the Tea Party thing. She answered them. And, Kristen Schrader is going to be one of those people they think that's going to be open to doing what's right for the city. And I get that impression, too.
Well, here's the issue.
Well,
they've been elected, and now
we need to continue to hold
them accountable.
Hold their feet to the fire.
Exactly. Go in there. Express your wishes in an orderly manner. I kind of got some of what Charles was saying, because they were acting like somehow there was a reason to kick people off because of the lack of decorum in the boardroom. Yeah. And let's face it, I stated repeatedly that all five of them were guilty of it.
And
they all take cheap shots during the meeting.
Yep.
It wasn't
just Jones.
No, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah, but yet
all five of them are guilty of it from one time to another.
No.
And so they didn't get rid of that. And until they start acting with decorum in that boardroom or in that room every time, and you know what? They don't have to like the people that were elected to serve with them. That's up to us, the people. And they just need to be respective of each other.
And let's see
they
what
don't
happens.
Have to agree. I don't want them all five to agree.
No, and because...
And rubber stamp what staff does, and that would be getting along. I hope that's not what's going to happen.
No, that's not what we want. Okay. Got it.
Okay.
All right. And you know how many people voted in the state?
I don't know.
No, in Shasta County.
Well, we got better for
42%.
42% is better than 18%.
It was 20% on the primary, so we doubled that. The state itself didn't. And while the state took every main, the Democrats took every main race, the big ones.
Yeah.
They didn't get a supermajority. The Republicans picked up seats in the state of California.
Yes, they did. I know.
So there's no supermajority there.
Yeah, that's
interesting,
great.
Huh?
Okay, and let's just, before we take off and go off to another subject, let's talk about the Anderson City Council.
Yes, because I wanted to get to that.
Because we do have two new members at the on the Anderson City Council. Norma Comdick has been voted back in.
She's not new.
Well, she's new to this council because she has had a hiatus, so she's new now. She's been there before, but she
was just off recharging her batteries.
She was not an incumbent, absolutely. Right. And then we have Baron Browning, who I think is going to make a great addition to the council down there. And I think they're both very conservative. They have that new sales tax increase that was voted in by the people down there. And so they have some issues in Anderson as well, but they also have which is kind of unique in Shasta County, a great can-do attitude down there. Uh-huh. They're encouraging businesses to come, and they've got the open door platform going down there. Lots of fun things happening down the city of Anderson, anyway, and so that's a good thing.
Congratulations to Norma and Baron.
Yes.
And I think Baron is, Norma is a known quantity, and I think Baron's going to be a good guy down there.
I do, and they recognize there's only a few votes separating the three candidates. I'm going to say that's going to hold up through the count of the absentee.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry then if we spoke a little bit earlier.
Yeah. Well, they say that it is, but there's enough of a spread that it's not going to change.
Okay. All right. Hey, Carl Bott and Trish Clark. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's, of course, and the finest walk-in humidor next door in the state. E-cigs of all kinds and models. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town. You know, Joe and Shelley do a hell of a lot for this city at Tobacco and Brew. Veterans always get discounts there. They are always out there supporting people. We'll be right back with Dr. Christy Davis, who is giving veterans a free comprehensive eye examination during the month of November. I want to talk to her and salute her. We'll be right back.
Can our northern counties afford to lose over 50 jobs? It doesn't make sense. Does it make sense to drive to Sacramento and back 322 miles round trip for a bottle of milk? Of course not. It doesn't make sense. What this means to you, up to 7 days turnaround time on your mail, checks and bill payments will be delayed, seniors and veterans medications will be delayed, families forced to leave the area because schools declining enrollment, fewer people means retailers affected by loss of revenue. It doesn't make sense. What you can do, check your local area weekly newspaper and the Record Searchlight Thursday date section to sign the petition to save our local mail processing. Deadline is December 1st for names to be submitted. Just say no to the closure of local mail processing. It's the People's Post Office. Let's save it. Your name counts. You will make a difference. We need your help now. Paid for by the American Postal Workers Union. Call 223-7552 for more information. That's 223-7552.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hello, Frank Mews with Norton Lights Energy. Kathy and I would like to thank all of our customers who pay their bills on time. The delivery drivers are back from the fires and filling a lot of kerosene tanks, so don't wait till winter. Kathy has a lot of 1 gallon to 2.5 gallon propane bottles for all the campers and hunters. They're a lot easier to handle. We are doing a lot more wet hosing on construction sites for those who don't want to worry about fuel on site. Give Danny a call. Kathy and Johnny still have one or two used heaters left. They're going quick. If you need a new gauge or a filter on your kerosene tank, be sure to let us know and we'll bring one out with your next delivery. Northern Lights Energy, Corning, Weaverville, and Reading. Family owned, small business, and great people. Not a lot of answering machines. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy. If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Linda's singing out at Wind River tonight.
Yeah, I know. It's Thursday. Tonight. I love Thursday.
It's going to be a big night out there. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right across from Sierra Gibbs. Let me tell you, Leonard, besides the fact that Leonard is helping us with the Liberty on the Border exhibit at Turtle Bay, has the finest collection of estate jewelry you're going to find anywhere here in yes. Northern California.
Yes, Trish, he does. Yeah. I just Trish's visited
wearing,
him.
Yeah, Trish is wearing it right now. And they have the only trained watch repairman in the whole area. In fact, he's got one of my watches right now. It's been done for a month. I just haven't, you know. Every time I walk in, I just don't get the watch. I kind of wander out. If you're looking, gents, you're looking for that perfect Christmas present, go on down and talk to Leonard. He'll help you with that. Any type of jewelry is there at Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive. Give him a call at 222-2750. And our guest, and we're really happy to have Dr. Christy Davis with us today. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me. Well, I really appreciate it.
And people that don't know the doctor, I just met her myself. She's offering, for the month of November, veterans will receive a free comprehensive eye examination. I applaud you for that. And I appreciate that, being a veteran and knowing so many veterans, Christy.
Thank you.
How'd you get into, first of all, tell us a little bit about Christy and how you got here and all that.
Well, I actually grew up in the area here, so I'm local, went to Enterprise and Shasta College. And went away to school, got my optometry degree and came back to Reading to get married and raise my family. So we're active in the community and try and give back as much as we can, and I belong to the Rotary Club of Reading, which is it does a lot of community service and part of
Which one of those?
The best one.
And which is?
Just Reading Rotary.
Oh, okay.
There's five.
So I know. That's what I mean.
Right. So there's East, West, Sunrise, Sunset. So this is just Reading Rotary.
Okay. So
Thursday noon.
Well, yes. You'll see me today.
I will.
That's right. Again. Okay. All right. So that's how you're a Reading native. Went away. Came back. You're married, got your kids,
yeah.
Started your practice.
And I've been practicing for 12 years. And like I said, with our Rotary, part of our community service is also vocational service, giving back through our vocation.
Uh-huh.
And that kind of struck a chord with me, and I wanted to think how I could give back through my vocation. And I was trying to think of where to kind of direct those that idea. And I feel like the veterans in our community, I don't think that we do enough or appreciate them enough. And so I thought that I would kind of try and do something for them, and thought about a discount. I thought about a day, and I thought the best way to just to show my true appreciation, really honor them, would just to be to make it free. And I couldn't do enough in a day, so I just decided to open it up for the whole month. So.
Well, you know what? This is just absolutely fabulous. Are there any veterans in your family?
There are. My father is a veteran. He was a Marine in the Vietnam War. So that's
Hoorah.
One of the reasons it kind of holds a special place in my heart for that.
That's great.
So how do they avail themselves of this service? They just call you on the phone and make an appointment?
Well, what we do is there's a couple of different options. So on my website is my new patient paperwork, what they need to fill out with their demographics and health information, and that's davisod.com. So if you have computer access, you can just go to the website and download the paperwork, bring it in with their proof of service, and then we'll get them scheduled.
And that's a big thing, by the way, everybody. For all of these offers, like Crown Motors, a salute to the veterans, and now, of course, Twisty's just a fabulous offer. Proof of service, and everybody understands that. There should be no problem with that from veterans. They understand, because, frankly, a lot of people say they're veterans. You know, so here's proof of service, because you're being given, not given, but, you know, in this case, you're being honored by
by this doctor.
And this is not a document that everybody has proof of service if you're in the military.
You've got a 214. You can go down to Shasta. You can go down to our Veterans Service Office. They can give you a little card. There's 100 different ways to prove it.
Right.
So this is not asking for too much at all.
And then the other option is just to stop by our office on Park Marina, and we can even fill out the paperwork there and bring your proof of service, and we'll get you scheduled.
All right. Now,
so. And your address is
at 2515 Park Marina Drive, Suite 201. Where the kids feed the ducks on the riverside upstairs.
Yeah.
There.
Okay. Yeah.
And we're going to put this out. We're going to pass this around to all the different organizations.
And this is for the entire month of November.
Yes, indeed.
Wow.
Wow. This is just incredible because you're right. Maybe they need to get that eye exam and they're not seeing quite as well as they should. This will get them in the door and get that solved for them.
It is. And what I care about a lot is the health of the eyes, too. It's not just about getting glasses and things like that. Checking for things like the cataracts, macular degeneration, glaucoma, make sure the health of the eyes is good, diabetic retinopathy, things like that. So they can get a real thorough health check.
Wow. Well, you're just going, I mean, I can't, you know, I really, you know, when I heard this, when I told us about this, I was going, well, that sounds pretty cool.
Thank you.
How can we get her on to talk about this? Because this takes your time.
It does. And what I appreciate, too, is I had this idea. I thought it was a little crazy. And I went to my staff and I said, I have this idea and I think you guys need to talk me out of it. It's really big because I know that it's not just extra work for me. It's extra work for my whole team to make this happen. Mm-hmm. And I told them about it and they're like, that's amazing. Let's do it. And they were on board 100%. So,
oh, good.
So that was really exciting to get their support and their excitement.
Well, you know what? Please don't take this the wrong way. But I hope you get overrun. You know, I hope that people take advantage of it, and they also get to meet you. And right now, you've become our optometrist of choice.
Oh, well, thank you.
You have given to the veterans. You reached out. You didn't have to on these things. I mean, and this wasn't like, you know, a day.
Right.
You come in for a day.
Yeah.
No, this is come in for 30 days and make my people work that you're paying.
Right.
I mean, yeah. That's right.
So I'm really excited, and just the appreciation that people have, even people already patients and stuff, have just been so appreciative and supportive. That's been amazing.
We've been getting calls and requests on the chat room on how they can do this. So this is a big thing, and people in the chat room, I expect you all to be passing this on too to veterans that, you know, and this is for, you know, I mean, I know people probably have, a lot of people have their own optometrists, but a lot of people don't, you know, and so there's a good chance now is that, hey, people don't think about having their eyes looked at, you know, just time goes by and all that. And so, but here's a good chance to have somebody take a look and look at the health of the eyes too, because mm-hmm. that's very important, especially as you age.
A lot of the diseases and issues that can come upon you can be arrested and stopped if they're caught early. So you need to have that eye exam, kind of like you need to have a physical. And a lot of us don't think of that if they're not having issues with their eyes.
Exactly. Everybody just thinks about glasses and seeing, but there's so many health-related issues that with prevention can be stopped. And with part of my exam, I actually do retinal imaging, digital retinal imaging on everybody, so you get to see a picture of the back of your eye, the retina, and all the vessels there. And it's surprising the things I've found over the years just by looking in the eye and seeing those vessels. Things like I've diagnosed people with diabetes and hypertension. I've found MS, brain tumors, cancer, all kinds of...
Oh, my goodness.
All kinds of things, and people don't realize how those eyes are connected to the rest of the body, and you can just look in and see those vessels and the health, and it's part of what I love about my job.
So, again, you can go to davisod.com, and your paperwork's all there, and then they can come in with that paperwork all filled out to your office, and you're at 2515 Park Marina Drive.
You can go down and play
feeding the ducks.
You can play with the ducks while you're waiting.
Exactly.
Okay, what else? What else do people need to know when they come down? I mean, we've already told them how to fill it out. We've told them it's going to be from all of November. They have to have proof of service, but and that you are effectively doing all of this. Is the fact that you're on the radio today make you pay money in the Rotary?
I don't know.
I'm thinking it does.
It probably will.
Yeah, that'll be a fine.
Because since I'll be there, I'll wave at you, and I'll say, hey, Doc, thanks for being on the show today.
I'm sure that'll cost me some money as well.
Nah, we'll go covert.
Yeah. And we're, like I said, we're opening it up to all veterans, young and old. You know, there's a lot of people who have benefits through the VA, but not everybody does.
Not everybody does. You're right, because just, you know, if you save, you serve 4 years or some, or 2 years at some point and no combat time, you know, like, you know, but you're a veteran. And we're proud of those people, that this may be one of the places they can go.
Right.
And, okay. Well, thank you so much, Dr.
Dr. Christy Davis.
Right. And, but I was just thinking about when I was looking at this, because I'm trying to think of three things at one time of, honoring our veterans and somebody that's putting her time and effort of all the people that work for her out here to veterans and, you don't, they're not looking to receive anything. And I just, when we heard this, it was just to have you on and thank you out loud. Because, and let me kind of speak for the veterans, that anytime somebody does something like this, it just, you can't imagine how it makes us feel if somebody does this. It does it out of the goodness of our heart.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And thanks for having me on and help spread the word. And,
oh, we are.
And thank you for your service as well.
Well, thank you. And thank your father.
We'll do.
Okay. All right. Hey, we're going to be right back after these messages. Carl Bott and Trisha Clark.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me here on KCNR 1460 AM at 6 p.m. on Thursday nights for On the Spot with Linda Bott. You'll hear wonderful interviews with musicians, artists, winemakers, chefs, business owners, and designers, just to name a few. Girls just want to have fun, and we do. Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here with On the Spot with Linda Bott. Brought to you by La Tida Salon, Dandelion Boutique, Craftmaster Windshield and Repair, and Wind River Casino and Hotel.
Chris, November 11th, Haven's monthly Second Tuesday Club meets in Wind River Casino.
We're gaming?
No, eating. Join our Haven Humane supporters Tuesday, November 11th at Wind River Casino in Elements Restaurant or Creekside Grill. Your support will allow Haven to continue to help thousands of animals with shelter and homes as Wind River kindly donates a portion of the proceeds from both restaurants to Haven's efforts.
Wow, two locations? We're really coming up in the world.
You know, sometimes you really scare me.
Only sometimes?
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town's more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday.
Yes.
Why do I still have Ducky Derby in here?
I don't know. I think it's done. The duckies are finished.
Okay.
They're all drowned.
Okay, let's talk about the elections.
Okay.
What do you mean? You know, I'm not talking about local. Let's talk. You know, I watched Rachel Maddow last night. You know, and frankly, she was kind of cute last night. I mean, funny cute. She goes, okay, let's put a silver lining on this. Scott Brown lost. And she goes, here's a picture of pandas. She's got pandas, these three pandas that are 100 days old. She says, they're really cute. She says, frankly, that's all the good news I can think of. You know, she's on the Republicans. The Republicans just got everything. It was funny because she was saying there's only silver lining that you could possibly find out of that election was that Scott Brown didn't win, but he almost won. And she says, there's no other silver lining to this except here, let me show pictures of these pandas. I mean, she was, you know, it's kind of like I've been caught there and I understand what that's like. You just don't have anything to say. And then,
you know, I have remarked in here.
She was funny last night.
What channel were you watching?
This MSNBC. I love going up to them.
You watched that.
Oh no, here's why. The Republicans soared from the East Coast, even into the West Coast. Yeah, you had the Democrats win the state, but no supermajority. Republicans picked up seats in California and Democratic areas, right?
Yes.
The governorships, more governors than since the Depression, practically, and the largest Republican hold since right after the war in the House of Representatives.
Yeah.
Seven seats, maybe nine seats, switched. You know, because Landau and the one up in Alaska, yeah, and the one in Warner, you know, who knows? Warner may have lost. We're not sure. I don't know if they've made that final count yet.
You're way more excited about this than I am.
Well, here, I'll tell you why. It is a repudiation of Obama's policies. It is young people coming out and saying the government should not be doing this. That's my job. That's business job. It's a repudiation of the Affordable Care Act. It's a repudiation of ISIL. It's a repudiation of his stupid immigration policy, whatever that is. It's his repudiation of the IRS, the Fast and Furious. It's a repudiation of everything that he's done. That's why I'm ecstatic. Now.
Yeah.
Now. Okay.
But. Did you understand that? And I understand that. And I think all of the people that put all of these Republicans in office understand that. But I'm not as comfortable that the people who are back there and are now going to take the reins understand the message. When you have Mr. McConnell coming up and saying, well, I think now is the time to get together and start working together with the Democrats. Do the new majority leader in the Senate and the Speaker of the House understand what the message is?
He has to say that, though.
Why? No. Do they not understand what the message is? That's not what the president said when they were. They said something about, we got the keys to the car. Y'all need to get in line. We won the election. That was the kind of rhetoric we got from the Democrats.
Well, that's true. But
we're
McConnell
just going to all get along and hug and
well,
kiss?
Well, no, that's not what it's going to be. McConnell said that. But as soon as Obama, who doubles down on this by saying, hey, if I don't get something in 6 weeks on immigration, I'm going to issue an executive order.
And McConnell comes back and says, we need to talk about immigration.
Well, no, he came back and said, if you do that, there's going to be a battle. He did say that.
Well, I'm kind of going to have to wait and see.
Let's
here.
Wait and see. Because
I think the message is clear.
There's some conservative guys coming in here.
Well, I don't think there's any question about that, Carl.
Maddow says about the guy in Arkansas, Tom Cotton, who unseated the Democrat that was standing there. She goes, it's some guy named Cotton down there. This is some guy named Cotton graduated magna cum laude from Harvard Law School, was an infantry officer in Iraq. You know, and you know, it just killed the other guy.
You've got the first black
senator from South Carolina.
From the South.
Ever.
Since Reconstruction. You've got the first black Republican House of Representatives.
From
lady,
Utah.
From
from Utah.
Yeah.
Mia Love.
Yeah. You've got some really historic.
The youngest woman ever elected to the House of Representatives out of New York. The state of New York elected five Republicans to Congress.
Well, I think there's no question that some great things happened across the United States.
Yes.
I want to see some action, and I want to see it pretty quickly, that they understood the message and they understand that it's not business as usual. We didn't send you there to get along with the other side. We don't want you to cooperate and reach decisions and come up with an immigration bill we can all love. We don't need an immigration bill. We got a good immigration policy. Works really well. We need to seal the border and then talk about what else we can do.
I had somebody say to me the other day, he goes, well, you know, border reform. I said, no, because border reform means something entirely different to the Democrats than it does me.
Yeah.
Oh, no, border security is what the word they use.
Border security, yeah.
Border security. I said it means something entirely different to Barack Obama than it does to Carl Bott.
Barack Obama
means, okay, there's not going to be tanks coming across the border. And all those thousands of people, that's okay, though. To Carl Bott, border security means we shut down the border.
We cut off
drugs. We cut off people coming across. You can't even pee on the other side of the border onto our side without something happening.
And as far as Obamacare, that was all passed by budget things because they never did do it right. They never got, they never passed the bill the way they should. So now all we do is we undo those budget things.
27 senators who voted for that are gone.
That's exactly right.
Are gone. All right.
And
so
now you just undo it with the same kind of budget decisions that they put it into effect with. You unfund all those things. You start the bills in the House immediately, and they go through to the Senate. He doesn't have to sign them because they got enough votes
him. We need to have immigration reform. We do need to do that. After we seal the border, then we have to take a look and say, okay, how can we solve this mess that's been going on for years?
We got a bunch of people here.
And rightfully so. You know, frankly, I'm probably looser on that than you are. But we need to do something. We need to face this and get it done. But first of all, you seal the border.
Well, but you've got to do something that does not reward the people who blatantly ignored the laws of the state of California or of the United States of America to come in here. And that's what you do when you start doing amnesty.
What about the kids that are born here?
Okay, well, all right.
What if they're brought them when they're three?
Well, then they go back with their parents until they get their life together. I'm sorry.
I will argue with that.
You have a baby. Okay, so now you get to stay here forever because you had children in the United States.
Well,
they blatantly ignored our rules when they came across.
I understand that. But should the child who is 18 years
old now. So what are you going to do, take the child away from them?
Are you going to send the child back across the border into a country?
Not if they're 18. But if they're three, you've got to send them with their parents.
What about if they're 15?
So what do you take those people here and we take care of them?
I say that, we're already taking care of them. The question is how do we
get solve it? You just want to say, okay, everything everybody did was wrong. We just let them stay
if you
now gotta, and move
if you
forward.
Have somebody and you, okay, I'm paying you this much money. This is what I'm looking at. Yeah, I pay you this much money. Here's our contract. Okay, not saying we have contracts with other people, but here's your contract. That's what I'm going to pay you. So, so this is how much you get. You don't at some point down the road say, hey, by the way, I've just changed my mind like the government did, and I'm going to take money away from you from your retirement because you're in the, you're a soldier in the Army. Okay, that doesn't make any sense at all. Here's where I'm going, though, with this. You have a 3-year-old or 2-year-old that's brought to this country. He's raised his whole life here. He's in high school and all that. Do we want to send him back to another country with his parents because his parents brought him here? Or is there a better way to do this? Is there a way of having them pay, go through a get into a line and pay taxes and be accounted for and let them work their way in here, but not punish the child that's been here for 15 years?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I'm saying.
I think you're going to have to look at these on an individual basis. You're not going to be able to take a blanket because there's some of it. Yeah, they should stay. Some of them obviously shouldn't.
A lot of them obviously shouldn't.
But you can't make across the board everybody boom, boom, boom.
You can't. So that's what I'm saying.
Have to go back and or get into the system and pay for the right to be here.
There's what I'm looking at is paying for the right to be here. You came across illegal. Well, guess what? You got to pay for this. And you know what? And there's certain things that aren't going to happen for you.
But the first thing.
Seal the border. We all agree
on
that.
So we stop the people we have to figure out what to do with.
Craig, first objective is securing the border. First is physical control, i.e., mending and creating impossible barriers. We got like a minute left. Craig, I would say that's true in a lot of spots along the border, but frankly, I know we could seal the border. Sealing the border could also be with technology. And groups of enforcement agents that will actually enforce it as people come across.
And you know what? We need to just, if you just take the places they're coming across, they're coming across without any problem through the gates.
Yep.
Stop that flow.
All right. Hey, look, when we come back, Walt McNeil's going to be with us. We're going to be talking about a lawsuit that could affect everybody in the city of Redding. We'll be right back. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Yeah, steal the border.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Obama should refrain from any unilateral actions to enforce amnesty for illegals. That word of advice from soon-to-be Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
It's like waving a red flag in front of a bull to say, if you guys don't do what I want, I'm going to do it on my own. And the president's done that on Obamacare. He's done it on immigration and threatening to do it again. I hope he won't do that because I do think it poisons the well.
McConnell says he did speak with the president yesterday and looks forward to finding areas of agreement between Republicans and Democrats. A bus driver is in serious condition today at a hospital in Syracuse, New York, after a crash on an interstate highway. It happened early today and involved a car and a tractor-trailer rig. Authorities say in all, 52 people were on the tour bus, and it was headed from Toronto to New York City. More than two dozen people were hurt. That Dallas nurse who flew on a commercial jet before being diagnosed with Ebola says she was not careless or reckless. In fact, Amber Vincent told NBC's Today Show she really didn't get enough training to feel comfortable treating Ebola patients in the first place.
We did not get much training. The first time that I put on the protective equipment, I was heading in to take care of the patient.
Vincent has recovered from Ebola, but she says she still gets tired easily. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg is in Kabul on an unannounced trip to visit troops and meet with the country's new leaders.
You will not stand alone. NATO and our partners will continue to support you. We will begin a new training, advice, and assist mission, and we will continue our efforts to ensure Afghan's army and police remains strong.
NATO and the United States are withdrawing combat forces from Afghanistan at the end of the year. That's after 13 years of fighting the Taliban insurgency. This is SRN News.
20 years of debt management services, nearly $100 million saved in finance charges. It's Trinity's 20th anniversary, and these are just a few of the milestones we're celebrating as we begin our third decade of helping people become debt-free for keeps.
My name is Mike. Trinity brought us relief by greatly reducing our interest and consolidating our bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment.
Call 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
The United States became a prosperous and admired nation because of our faith in God and our willingness to live by His principles. Now, by glorifying ourselves over God, the nation's strength and potential has eroded. In U-Turn, best-selling authors George Barna and David Barton examine current cultural trends and historical patterns to reveal that America cannot sustain its strength if it remains on its current moral and spiritual path. U-Turn reveals how we can restore our nation. U-Turn, available wherever fine books are sold.
China plans to use a meeting of Asia-Pacific leaders to promote a regional trade initiative right at a time when progress on a rival U.S.-led trade deal has stalled. SRN's Jeremy House has more.
A two-day meeting of 21 countries, including the United States, Japan, and South Korea, is the first major international gathering in China since President Xi Jinping came to power. Beginning on Monday, the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation meeting gives China, the world's second-largest economy, a platform to assert itself as a regional leader. The proposed free trade area of the Asia-Pacific Initiative is part of an agenda which also includes talks on cooperation in environmental protection, energy efficiency, and urbanization. Jeremy House, SRN News.
The Labor Department says fewer people applied for U.S. unemployment benefits last week. Weekly applications fell by 10,000 to a seasonally adjusted 278,000. U.S. worker productivity increased in the third quarter. This is SRN News. It almost sounds like the name of some science fiction movie. Measure D, that's what it was called, and on Election Day, it passed in Berkeley, California, making it the first U.S. city to pass a tax on sugary drinks. Yes on D campaign co-chair Lawrence Capitelli says it's already having a healthy influence.
I think the discussion over the last 10 months in this community has changed people's perceptions of what they're putting into their body.
No on D campaign spokesman Roger Salazar says Berkeley is just one of the few places to raise taxes on sugary drinks, and says it's not an idea that's catching on anywhere else.
Well, Berkeley itself had an appetite for these types of tax measures. We don't really see that extending to other places around the country.
The new tax applies to soda, energy drinks, and others. The No on D website says the measure is riddled with loopholes, though, such as no higher tax on chocolate milk, 100% juice drinks, alcoholic beverages, and some coffee drinks will not be taxed. More details at SRNNews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that was interesting. Try it again. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Those little buttons there that I miss. With Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning. Hey, it's 8:05 in the morning. 605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
And the weather is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. It's 50 degrees in downtown Reading, mostly sunny with a high near 72 with calm winds, partly cloudy with a low around 51 this evening, sunny and high about 75 on Friday. We're looking for a high on Saturday of 77, kind of like that through the next week. And first chance of rain is, way down the line.
Yeah, next week, end of next week, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. So, as I mentioned, the weather is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. We give veterans and senior discounts, and you can reach them at 365-3793.
You know what? We always... In the Marine Corps, it was called, supply on demand, that when you needed something, you called for it and would always be there.
There you go.
And we have a perfect example of that right now. Uh-huh. That is, we needed a guest.
and one just walked in the door.
And I was wandering around looking out there and didn't see him. And our guest, as I was just getting ready to shift over to ask a question, Walt McNeil walked in.
Well, that's kind of like your thirsty co-host that's just like you. Yeah, shows up at the microphone about the time we go on the air.
Yeah, when the music starts, here comes Trish through the door going, are we ready? I said, hope you didn't prepare too much for this.
Timing is everything.
Timing is everything.
There you go.
There you go.
Hey. Good morning, Walt.
Good morning to both of you.
Hey, one of the things we get a lot of phone calls from people and saying emails and chat stuff says, hey, you need to check out something like this or check this. And Walt was one of those people I was told to check on something he was doing. And it's an interesting concept. And the fact is that, and it was in the paper months ago also, but you are suing the city. Or not suing the city. Is this a class action suit?
No, it's not a class action suit, but it's a suit on behalf of about five named plaintiffs, and actually we have assignments from about 387 ratepayers that receive electricity as ratepayers from the Reading Electric Utility, and it's a suit against the city of Reading concerning their increase in rates that includes something, it's called a PILOT, P-I-L-O-T, is the acronym, which stands for Payment in Lieu of Taxes. And we began this lawsuit about 3.5 years ago. The wheels of justice grind slowly. And we went through the trial court here. We have gone up to the Court of Appeal in the Third District Court of Appeal.
What was the decision here?
The decision here was against us.
Okay, now the reason you okay, what's the premise behind
what's
the lawsuit?
What's the premise of the lawsuit? Right.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Oh. Let me tell you what a payment in lieu of taxes is. It's basically a 6% surcharge that's put into each and every electric bill going out to each and every REU customer that goes back to the city of Reading and sent over to the general fund to be used by management at the city for whatever purpose they think is a good idea.
Put into the general fund.
Put into the general fund, but it has nothing whatsoever to do with electric services. And that's the problem.
It's put on the utility bill. What is their basis for collecting this?
There isn't one. The basis is the money.
Well, because PILT used to be payment in lieu of taxes that we get at the county yeah. level for land, and the basis of it was that because it was government-owned land, we didn't get property taxes of it, and so right. we were reimbursed for that land. So payment in lieu of taxes. We weren't getting taxes on it. We're getting that payment. So right. what is the nexus for that collection at the REU? And you're saying not so much.
Well, there really isn't any. It's called a payment in lieu of taxes because of the way they calculate the amount. And the way they calculate the amount is they basically try to figure how much the city of Reading would pay, that is how much REU or how much the city would pay on the assets held by REU as if it were a taxpayer by taking 1% of the value of REU assets and then multiplying that number, and that comes up with an amount that varies from year to year because the assets held by the utility vary, but it's between $6 and $7 million every year.
As if it were a private company being taxed.
As if it were a private company.
Okay.
But they're taxing us because for what REU makes.
Exactly.
It's or what REU does.
It's a tax on REU, on Reading utility payers.
Okay, but you're not specifically arguing that perhaps it's not a legal tax. What you're arguing is that instead of being used for electric utility and keeping it in the electric budget, they're transferring it to the City of Reading General Fund with no
strings
perimeter.
Attached.
Yeah.
And if it were devoted to a real purpose for electric customers, if it had something to do with the service of electricity, then there wouldn't be anything to say about it. On the other hand, when it's just a tool that they put in your rates but don't tell you about, it's a hidden tax because they falsely inflate your rates by 6% to collect this amount of money. And they collect that money and then bring it back to the city, you know, basically just as a tax, without it ever being voted on and without anybody having any say in the matter at all.
They can make it any amount they wanted then, right?
In theory, they could. And even though they say it's just like paying a property tax, they've really gone overboard with their theory in a lot of ways. They've increased the amount by throwing into the equation the interest that the city holds in its joint powers authorities. It has an interest in an organization with a coal fire burning plant in New Mexico, along with some other organizations where it has is basically a partnership with other cities so that they can generate and acquire electricity. And those are all out of town. Now, you wouldn't pay real estate tax on that sort of thing normally, but they've thrown that in because it boosts the amount of the taxes by another like $1.25 million. Mm. They inflate the value by 2% every year. And it goes on and on. And it keeps increasing because as the city grows, REU grows. It gets more customers. It has to have more assets. And
well, as the city declines, though, and the city hasn't grown, I think, has it?
Well, we've grown to a little over 90,000 people now.
Right. The population is increasing.
Population increasing? Yeah. I mean, I'm not talking about people that live along the river here. But are we?
And they'll tell you that they've collected this tax for 20 or 25 years, but when it started out, it was about $300,000. Now it's about $6.5 million.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
And now that comes right off the top of our electric bill already.
And it's being used for every citizen in Redding.
Right, and it goes over to the general fund. All right, we're going to take a break. Our guest is Walt McNeil, who has a lawsuit against REU and the city. Or the city.
Same thing.
City, right. And it's about the use of pilot funds and why the pilot funds, as payments in lieu of taxes, are going to the general fund as really it's a tax from REU that you're paying $6 million a year, and is this legal? We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
Think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Redding Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas. I've been in practice for 10 years as owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. Not only do we have fun seeing entire families and athletes, but we see the hard workers of this town. We love our occupational athletes. Work better, feel better, reduce injury, prevent chronic disease, boost metabolism, increase energy and productivity, live a healthier and pain-free life with my new exercise app for your phone and computer. Check us out on Facebook at HealthWise Chiropractic. For a free one-month trial, use Dr. Maria 1. We love our occupational athletes at HealthWise Chiropractic.
Nate Aberea here with Dr. Carino from Shasta Spine Specialists. Doc, what do you say to the theory that chiropractors just crack your bones and that chiropractic adjustments are merely a quick fix?
I'd say that's completely false. The primary goal of an adjustment is to relieve pain and restore function in your body. Adjustments improve areas of reduced movement in the joints and surrounding tissues. The cracking sound you sometimes hear is actually caused by the slight opening of the joint space and the release of gas within that space.
Doc, what about the fear that many people have that chiropractic care is just too expensive?
Studies have shown that chiropractic care is actually more cost-effective than traditional medicine. When compared to most visits to the doctor's office, chiropractic care is not only less expensive, but it can offer a natural and healthy alternative.
How can folks reach you, Dr. Carino?
Give Shasta Spine Specialists a call at 243-2300. That's 243-2300. Or check us out online at ShastaDRX.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Springwater?
Yes, sir. I'm pure and natural, sir.
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, drips, so drops. You've got what it takes, so be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir.
Mount Shasta Springwater. Pure and simple. Naturally the best.
And all American, too.
Hi, this is Patrick Wallner from Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, your barefoot plumber. Let's talk about water conservation for a moment. With an abundance of lakes, rivers, streams, and creeks, we sometimes forget that we are still in a severe drought. Public and private water districts are now asking for voluntary reduction in water usage, with some districts even charging their customers extremely high prices for using more water than they have historically used over the past few years. Give us a call at 223-5622 or look us up online at wallnerplumbing.com to discuss your water usage and simple ways to help conserve this precious resource.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Watt and Trish Clark. Linda's got, Linda is going to be singing at Wind River tonight. Come on, join us. It's going to, you know what, I guess, I don't know if there's spots left. You have to give them a call out there. Ask for the Elements Lounge and that you want to... would you like to have a reserve table out
like
there?
Like a Las Vegas cabaret.
It is. And get out there a little bit early and so you can have dinner. So, this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. For over 20 years, Martin and his staff have supported the people of Northern California here in Redding, Shasta County, Anderson, all of the area. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day for emergencies. Any type of heating and cooling system, as you know, it's getting colder. So is that heating system ready to go? Because we're talking electricity right now. And if it's not working efficiently, if the filters aren't clean, the air ducts aren't there, you're going to spend a lot of money for heating your house when you don't have to. Give Alliance Heating and Air a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Trish and I are sitting here with Walt McNeil, who is suing the city and REU, which are the same, saying is that the use of pilot funds, that's payments in lieu of taxes, that's on every REU bill, that 6% is illegal because of the way it's being used. It is a tax that goes straight into the city and should not be doing that. And if that's the case and you are win on this, that means that all the money that's been going in there for the last 6 years has to be, does it have to be returned?
No, it doesn't, and that's a shame because our lawsuit will prevent the city from collecting that money in the future. It'll invalidate that portion of the bill that collects the extra 6%. We did file claims for refunds with the city on behalf of, like I said, about 387 ratepayers that we represent. So there will be a small group of people who will get, you know, some
$100.
Checks. Yeah, well, whatever. It'll add up over 3 years, just like it adds up for the city when they collect it on your bill.
If your suit is successful, they will stop charging that 6% or it will stay with the REU?
They will stop charging it in the future.
Okay. Because that the basis was when they were making, if in fact they had kept that money within the system, then they wouldn't have had to do rate increases.
Well, exactly. That's a part of it as well. What I really feel some compassion for are the people who are really living on the edge of whether they can pay an electric bill or not, you know? And I know people who have had their power turned off, who are living on fixed incomes or barely have enough money to pay their utilities, and they're struggling. And you know, who knows how many people have had to deal with their power being shut down because they couldn't quite come up with what it takes to pay REU, and it's something that never should have happened.
But are you, the 6% is probably what? It's 6% of what you're paying just on the electric bill, right?
Yeah,
not,
but
it, not the whole thing. So if you've got a $200 electric bill, what? But that's going to be what, $12?
Right.
Okay.
But that can make the difference to whether they can leave it on over a period of time. The other issue is that you've got a lot of our seniors that live on fixed income. They're when they're budgeting, you know, the price of everything is going up, and they need to keep their power on, especially when it's really hot and cold in this climate we live in. That might make the difference between whether they're eating properly, whether they've got other things that they need in their life. But you got to keep the power on, because if you don't, then you get evicted.
Exactly. You don't get any breaks from REU if you're a day late on your bill. I think everybody's had that experience. And it's a shame. Because this is a tax. It's an illegal tax because nobody got a chance to vote on it. And if the city believes that it's actually doing good things with the money and can justify how it's being spent, in the very beginning of this case, and I don't know if you remember this, we offered to settle the case simply by saying, all right, we'll withdraw our lawsuit if you simply let people vote on it. Tell people where the money is going to be spent. Tell us what it's going to be used for. Convince us that it's worthwhile and let people vote on it. And if it passes, then keep your tax. And we'll walk away. But the city didn't like that idea.
And would that have required a two-thirds vote?
I think
probably just a majority.
I think it's likely just a majority for this type of tax because it's general purpose, and they use the money for anything they want to use it for.
And have been using it, yeah.
Okay. We ready to go to the phones here? Rob, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Hey, I was totally unaware of this tax, and so I don't really know what I'm more upset about, the fact that the city is still doing this or the fact that we as taxpayers have allowed this to go on for, did the gentleman say 25 years?
How long has it been going, Walt?
It's been going on since roughly 1989, 1990.
And was it always diverted to the general fund for the city, or was it at one point in, I seem to remember during the discussion that at one point it was actually used for the utility?
Not really, Trish. It's always been diverted to the general fund, but it started out as a really small amount that no one really noticed much. But they've managed to make it grow exponentially. And today it's turned into 6% of your bill, which is a pretty big bite.
So, Rob, what you're saying is it has been going on for just about 25 years. And so 6% of your electric bill, if you're with REU, goes to the city.
Getting out the calculator, doing the math, you see millions of dollars. And you're just saying, you know what, this is what the framers of our Constitution were talking about when it comes to abuses. This is an abuse of power. This is taxation without representation in its truest sense. So, you know, I thank you, sir, for bringing this up, and hopefully more people will become aware of it because of you sharing that with us. Thanks.
And okay, thanks a lot, Rob. Thanks for the phone call. And Walt, you're saying this is up at the Third Court or something? Is that right?
Yes, it went up on appeal to the Third District Court of Appeal in Sacramento. We had to file a lot of written briefs on both sides of this case. The city hired a special attorney to represent them on it. We actually had what's called oral argument in the case just about a month ago. We argued the case in a high school auditorium in Elk Grove as sort of an educational project for the court. It was rather interesting. But we got to the point of doing that argument, and the city asked to file another brief in the case. They said they were concerned about, you know, something brought up and how it went. So we are filing our own brief to respond to that today, and we should have a decision within a month.
Okay, now I've got questions in here, and they're saying, one is, why aren't all the REU customers part of this?
There's a problem in the law, actually, about filing a class action in regards to payments made to a public agency. There are split decisions on whether or not you can actually file a class action.
Which would cover all the ratepayers.
Which would cover all the ratepayers. I would have loved to have done that. And when we started out this lawsuit 3 years ago, the law clearly said that you could not file a class action on this type of thing.
Okay.
And that each person affected by it
Join the suit.
Had to file an individual claim, and that's why we sort of set up a collection agency to take claims and help people file on it.
Okay, so that's why it's not everybody. And we're going to take a quick break here. Walt McNeil is our guest. He's pursuing a lawsuit against the city concerning REU's 6% tax they charge to electric rate payers. The money goes straight into the general fund of the city. And as Walt has explained and believes that this money, if you're going to pay that, ought to go back into REU, and then maybe the rates wouldn't go up.
Correct.
Okay. We'll be right back.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Northern California Event Services can help you plan your wedding or next special event. From caterers to photographers, DJs to hair and makeup, Northern California Event Services has your event needs covered, and you can see for yourself at ncescanhelp.com. And check out featured vendors like Glam Squad Elite, a mobile hair and makeup team that will glam you up wherever you need us to be. Check them out and many more at ncescanhelp.com.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
By me.
And me.
And us.
Mary's great-grandsons, Vincent Luigi here, celebrating Mary's Pizza Shack's 55th anniversary with a radio spot made by 55
friends, family,
and kids.
From all the way back in 1959, when Mary started the first shack in Sonoma Valley.
Today, there are 19 shacks, from Walnut Creek,
where kids make their own pizzas,
to Santa Rosa.
With the meatballs as big as your head.
And every one of them makes Mary's legendary homemade pizzas, pastas, and salads with our secret family recipes.
Just like Mary did back in 1959.
I've been coming to the shack since before you were born.
Whoa, how old are you? That's not an appropriate question.
Thanks to everyone for 55 great years.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Our world needs caring professionals to make a positive impact in our communities. Simpson University's Master's in Counseling Psychology degree prepares you for a career in marriage and family therapy. Our award-winning faculty brings practical clinical expertise and research into the classroom. Attend classes in the evening and earn your degree in just 2 years. Apply before March 1st. Classes begin in August. Be empowered to make a difference. Call today at 1-888-9-SIMPSON or visit us online at simpsonu.edu.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM. To the right, here I am, talking a little with you.
When you started out with nothing and you found it yourself, it meant. Welcome back. Free Fire Radio with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Linda's singing out at Wind River tonight in Elements Lounge. Come out and join us. Have a good time. Of course, Trish is here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Man's Last Stronghold. I thought I'd say it out loud because after the record searchlight big headline that says women now reading city council majority, like everybody's really stupid.
It's a male majority.
Wait a minute. Man's Last Stronghold. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue across from Subway. Now, let's go back to that just for a second.
Yes.
Have you seen that commercial? I'm sorry, Walt's here talking about legal
things.
Okay.
Have
you seen that commercial that it's selling some kind of phones. And it's the women together. I don't know if you've seen this one. And the women together are saying, I just got this, a $50. For $50 a month, I can text and call, you know, unlimited. Oh, and there's three women there. And they go, really? And she goes, yes. And it's only $50. And they're all here, it's like a barbecue group out in the back of the group. And all of a sudden, these girls go, and they squeal, and all the glass breaks. A cat looks like it's rolling around in agony. Their glasses are breaking on their face. And then they go, let's have dinner now. And I look at this. Every time I see it, I go, how sexist can you get? I mean, you want to talk about sexist? There's all the girls are squealing and so loudly that it's breaking all the glass. I mean, am I the only one that sees it like that? maybe that's just
Okay, moving right along, Carl.
That kind of a throwback to that commercial some year. I don't remember the product, but it was all the guys on the phone screaming, what's up? Oh, no, I don't even remember the product. Anyway. I just remember how annoying the commercial was.
This one was okay. Okay,
you remember you were annoyed, but you don't remember what they were selling, so it was probably ineffective.
This Saturday, my friends, we've got the Veterans Day Parade, largest and best Veterans Day Parade ever.
Absolutely.
In the city of Shasta Lake. It starts at 10, but get there early because they have a pancake breakfast at the fire department. So get there around 8 o'clock and you get your seats. It's a great, great parade. Starts at 10, so you want to get there early. Going to have live music, barbecue, all of those things. I mean, and then from there, you head on over to Anderson to VFW Post 9650 for their Veterans Day celebration and membership drive. That starts at noon and goes to 9 p.m. Barbecue and everything is going to be going on. Of course, you have next week, Cattlemen's is honoring veterans with a sirloin steak dinner on Tuesday, November 11th. And it's inviting all active, inactive, and retired military personnel to enjoy a complimentary 8-ounce sirloin steak dinner at Cattlemen's. And I also believe is that Famous Dave's is doing that, is offering for veterans, I think it's a two-meat type of lunch or dinner. And we just talked to Christy Davis, who is, for the whole month of November, is doing comprehensive eye examinations for veterans, free. What a great effort by this lady.
Davis.
That's a lot of business there. I mean, when I say a lot of business, there's a lot of people. She's already starting to see people.
Absolutely. And so all they have to do is go online, davisod.com.
There you go. Get her a call, 222-7271. And then, what can I say? Crown Motors started last week, going through this week, 10% off all parts and services there for veterans, proof of service. And then next Monday, we'll be out there on the Marine Corps birthday, talking with veterans, Marine veterans of all ages and wars. And on the 11th, we'll be there. And there's going to be vehicles out there from the museum. We'll be talking to veterans of all, Army, Navy, Air Force, on Tuesday. Also, Senator Johansson's going to join us. I think Brian Daly's stopping by to say hello and to say thanks. A lot of things going on there. Anyway, a lot of stuff going on for our veterans. And, of course, at 10:55 on Tuesday out at IGO, the big ceremony. So, and the main speaker is a 93-year-old survivor of Pearl Harbor. Had the watch on the USS Arizona when the Japanese came over.
Wow.
Wow. Okay.
It's a great veterans community. Oh, they really step forward and take care of our veterans, and that's a good thing.
We're going to keep talking about that. Of course, Walt McNeil is joining us, who is litigating against the city and with something on the pilot fund where they are actually charging 6% on our bills for REU. And but before we get to before we go back to Walt, we have Billy Bob. Good morning, Billy Bob.
Yes, good morning. Good morning, Chris. Hey, listen, I think you're describing this payment in lieu of taxes a little differently in the fact that the city does not charge REU any property tax on their assets or that sort of stuff, and this is the reason why this money is being transferred. I mean, it's like any other business in town. They have to pay their property tax, and again, REU is exempt from that, so they make this payment directly to the city in lieu of taxes. So I think the point is mute, and it's not a separate tax. Okay, and then again, my other comment is I really am discouraged with this vote on city council. This is absolutely ludicrous. And the city, as far as I'm concerned, just made a real left turn. And it's not going to be pretty. Okay, thank
wait,
you.
Wait, Billy Bob. Hey, Billy Bob, wait just for a second here. You call in, and you always call in with great questions and great comments. You obviously are following everything that goes on.
Well, thank you.
The fact is that for every candidate that we had on, and we had them all, you call and you ask essentially the same question. What are you going to do about all these? You know, construction is the lifeblood around here now. What are you going to do about all the permits and the fees and all the things they're doing to hold things up? And you got a variety of answers, didn't you?
Yes, I did. And thank you for your show and for that format. But here again, without Jones and Quinn, we're dead meat. I'm sorry to tell you. The cat's out there hanging in the tree right now, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, Billy
well
Bob.
Put. Thank you for that visual.
No, that was pretty good. The cat's hanging in the tree right now. Okay, Billy
Bob.
Oh,
yeah, we're dead meat. I'll tell you. The buzzards are circling. Okay.
Thanks a lot. Billy Bob's got a good point there. He says, look, it's just since they're not paying taxes on all their stuff, this is a way of paying taxes. Is that the way people are looking at it?
Actually, it's not the right way to look at it because even though the city doesn't pay real estate taxes on the assets that it owns, when you take a 1% valuation and you send off your money like you might do normally for property taxes, the city only would normally receive a small fraction of that money back. So instead of taking the small fraction for themselves, they're taking the whole pie. That's one issue with that. Another thing is it's not required. There's nothing required in taking this tax from people. The city of Shasta Lake has its own municipal utility right next door to us, and they do not charge a pilot in their rates. And guess what? Their rates are much lower than the city of Reading. That's one of the reasons why. So it's really just something that pads your electric bill every month and sends money to City Hall for them to use as they please. But it's a tax that you've never been able to vote on, and a tax that really most people don't even know is being collected from them.
Okay, so that's something that probably needs to be, it's like some people have said, I didn't know I was paying that tax. The other point I can see too is, hey, look, we're gonna, they should be paying something on this. Henry.
Yes, Carl. How are you this morning?
I'm peachy, Henry. How about you?
Well, I've got a little project for you I'd like to have you do.
Okay.
I think you should get hold of Weaver and Cad.
Okay.
And do you remember the conversation some time back that you had about a man cave with Savannah and your wife?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man, did I lose that one.
I really think that you could get hold of those guys because you've had some firsthand instruction about women and men getting... And tell them not to bring up man cave or anything like that.
It's man's day. Don't bring up the first and only annual man...
But you've had experience with that. Might be able to advise yourself.
Yeah, I'm going to get them together and say, hey, look, guys, it's a lot like, you know what? I don't know. Do we want it to be like that? So if the woman says something, you just go, yes, dear. No, we don't want that. We want Man Cave Day. You know, they've got a link to, you know what?
Go ahead and run with that one, will you?
Okay.
Do you know the interesting thing? Everybody makes a big deal about this women majority thing, and they certainly made a big deal about it when I was part of a woman majority on the Board of Supervisors. And yet, as it played out, there was a 3-2 vote on a pretty consistent basis. Interestingly enough, it was not the three women. It was two women and a man, or two men and a woman, and the vote fluctuated all the time. We had a lot of 3-2 votes. It was never the three women that did that. And you're not going to find that with these three women.
No,
they're all different.
I don't think, you know, when people say that, I agree 100%, is that you say it's, you know, this is why I didn't like the headline. Women now Reading City Council majority.
I think it's offensive that they even comment on it.
But the point is, that means you think that, that Francie and Kristen Schrader are going to agree all the time. And I just don't think that's going to happen. I think you're going to see Kristen voting in the way she believes the right way
is. And of course, Missy's going to agree with all of them always.
Well, Missy, you know what? Missy has I've seen her swing from one side to the other votes. That's what I mean. So, you know, to say that about women makes it does. It's a sexist comment, and it denigrates the women that worked hard to be elected here.
It is offensive that you pointed out. You would never see a headline that says
men on majority.
Men are the majority of the city council.
White men. How about you saying white women now on council,
exactly.
You know?
Yeah, it's offensive.
Yeah, Jenny Espinito.
It is.
Who, by the way, a woman wrote this.
Yeah, that surprised me.
Why? I mean, of course. But here's the thing:
a woman's liver.
it could be. But here's the thing: did you know that the headlines are not written here?
Oh no!
The headlines are written someplace else. Can you believe that? So it may not be that.
Well, more importantly, the person writing the article doesn't get to do the headline.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
Yeah,
you know,
it is.
And I tell you what, and Silas has said he's gotten caught before. That one where they said, "Well, by his election," he goes, "Well, we didn't write that. Well, it could have been written a lot better." Yeah, okay, Silas. All right. Thanks a lot, Henry. And we're going to take a break. Carl Bott, Trish Clark.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Chris. November 11th, Haven's monthly second Tuesday club meets in Wind River Casino.
We're gaming?
No, eating. Join our Haven Humane supporters Tuesday, November 11th at Wind River Casino in Elements Restaurant or Creekside Grill. Your support will allow Haven to continue to help thousands of animals with shelter and homes as Wind River kindly donates a portion of the proceeds from both restaurants to Haven's efforts.
Wow, two locations? We're really coming up in the world.
You know, sometimes you really scare me.
Only sometimes?
This is Carl Bott, and I'm here with Ted Leidy from Northern Firearms Instruction.
Join us on November 22nd and 23rd for a private CCW class to raise money for the Turtle Bay Historical Exhibit, Liberty on the Border.
This class is private and limited seats are available. It's also tax deductible, and firearms and ammunition can be provided at no charge to complete the course.
Join us for this great two-day class by calling 530-999-1822 or visit Northern Firearms at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I will see you at the Turtle Bay Historical Exhibit, Liberty on the Border.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday, I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning, it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
It's Thursday. I love Thursday morning.
Linda's going to be out singing at Wind River tonight. We're all going to be there. She's just a small town girl.
Oh, but man,
she doesn't live in a lonely world anymore, though. hey, Doug LaMoffa will be our guest tomorrow. We're going to talk to Doug about what he thinks is going to happen back. I can't wait to hear what he thinks is going to happen back in D.C. I mean, the largest Republican since World War II.
We will see.
More governors, more Republican governors since the 1920s.
Well, and Doug will know what the message was, and hopefully he and others of his ilk can be sure that the people at the top understand what the message was.
Hey, our guest is Walt McNeil, and we talked about the lawsuit that's going on with Pilot, and a brief synopsis real quick so we can get to, because I want to ask you some other questions. I want to talk about another legal action that's going on, too.
Sure. The lawsuit is against REU, the city of Reading, to stop the city from collecting what's actually a 6% tax on your electric bill that they call a pilot, a payment in lieu of taxes that isn't disclosed. It's a stealth tax. It's hidden in your electric bill, collected from you every month, and no one ever had a chance to vote on it. There was an important law put into effect in 2010 called Prop 26 that gave people really strengthened their rights to challenge fees and charges that go beyond the actual cost of providing government services. And this is one of the first cases actually to be filed under that new constitutional amendment to enforce it and to make the city accountable for the tax they've been collecting. One thing I didn't mention before is that we're also asking for an offset, or some people call it a penalty, but there is a potential liability for the city of a dollar-for-dollar loss of all of the money that they've collected in illegal taxes for the last 3 years. If they lose this, which means they could stand to lose over $18 to $20 million.
And where's that go to?
It goes nowhere, which is a shame.
where, I mean, but the money, if they stand to lose it, but where, I mean, okay, I mean,
where would it go?
Where would it go? Where would the money go to?
$18 million.
It would stay with the state instead of being distributed to the city of Reading in their real estate tax.
You mean the money would go back to the
ratepayers?
No, it would not.
So if they paid, so the $18 million, the city would have to come up with $18 million and give it to the state.
That's a bummer.
No, actually, the way it would work is it would be enforced into the future as a reduction in the taxes they receive in the future. And here's the problem, Carl. There's no penalty. There's no incentive for the city of Reading or a county or any government agency that charges an illegal fee to just stop charging it, to don't do it anymore. If they can get away with it, they do it. And this is a case where the city of Reading has been doing it. They know that it's wrong. They keep doing it anyway because they're addicted to the money, and there's nothing to make them stop. The only way you can get these agencies to stop if there's a price to pay for doing the wrong thing.
Well, and I don't argue with that, but boy, we ought to figure out a better way for the money to go to some good use rather than going to another bottomless pit we have no control over.
I would like to see it done a better way myself. And
was that part of the new legislation?
No, but if it comes to the point where they're required to pay it, I have a feeling we'll work something out.
Who's we?
We, meaning the attorneys on, our side and theirs, that we'll talk about how to resolve it. I don't want to send the city finances into a black hole.
And certainly not to send it to the state of California, which is another black hole.
On the other hand, privately, I've talked to city council members in the past, you say, look, we know it's wrong. We know it's a tax. We know we shouldn't be doing it, but we just got to keep doing it.
The question in here is, who's funding the lawsuit?
On my side, it's me.
Okay.
Pure and simple. It's my dime.
Okay, let's jump very quickly to another lawsuit. You were one of the attorneys that was involved representing Riviera Gensalmo at Anselmo Vineyards during the last 7 to 8 years of litigation with the county. and then we got that settled, and when we're working towards a solution of all the permitting up there.
Everything was signed, everything was dotted, everything was moving on, the place has been sold.
The place has been sold. We have gone through every study, CEQA document, dotted every T, dotted every I, and it's still in the process of it. The new owner still is, as a matter of fact, is on the hook for about $1.2 to $1.5 million to bring everything up, water systems, upgrades, everything that needs to be done to have every building up there permanently permitted and legal within the county system. So that's all there.
All that money's coming to the county. And the board of supervisors voted 4-1 to do this, right?
Absolutely. And so we've gone through a CEQA process.
Or 3-2.
We did a mitigated negative DEC as opposed to an EIR, but a mitigated negative DEC is, in fact, a CEQA document and meets all the requirements. Having said that, and I was just telling Mr. McNeil during a break, the people up in the let's not be, it's not the community. Let's be clear. It's about 5 to 7 people who are opposing this, and they have filed a writ of mandate asking the Superior Court to overturn the Board of Supervisors' decision to rezone. What do you think of that, Walt?
I don't think their chances are good. But then I haven't seen the lawsuit, so, I don't know the specifics. But I can tell you this, since I'm personally familiar with that place, the buildings that are there, how everything was done, I can tell you that the buildings, for example, are built beyond the code requirements. Everything else that was done there is done in a first-class way if you want to look at it this way, enhances the environment and certainly doesn't degrade the environment. And the extent to which there are any impacts on the local area are so minimal from this operation that I can't imagine there's any, you know, basis for a sequel lawsuit. So I really don't see how they're going to get far.
Is it a nuisance lawsuit? Is this what you're saying, Trish? Or?
We believe that it's frivolous. It's a nuisance. And the bottom line is it really has no impact on the sale. If at the very worst
what they're trying to do, though, is
the court said, okay, you got to do an EIR. It would be a very simple EIR because the only part of it that would impact is that 18-room hotel, boutique, and spa.
Which is what they're trying to keep from being built, right?
Exactly. So the very narrow document, it wouldn't have any impact on anything. It would go through the process, do an EIR, and it would be built anyway.
Right.
All we're doing is causing a lot more time and money, and it's not their money. I don't see the point of it.
Well, it's another paper process that'll burn up more time and money and delay, and it really won't serve any purpose.
No, it certainly won't. But we're hoping that we'll come out of this with a beautiful venue, and at some point people will stop suing.
Okay, well, let's hope that. Okay, hey, look, we got to run here. My goodness, we really do have to. Walt, thank you so much for being
with
us.
Hey, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Trish. Okay, tomorrow, Congressman Doug Lamoff will be with us. Can't wait to hear what he thinks. Carl and Linda Bott, remember, it's good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The Dallas nurse who flew on a commercial jet before being diagnosed with Ebola says she wasn't careless or reckless.
I was at work on Tuesday or Wednesday, and I talked to management in person, and they said that the CDC said it was okay to go.
Amber Vinson on NBC's Today Show also says inadequate training left her uncomfortable treating Ebola patients. A woman abducted from a Philadelphia city street is now resting at her home a day after she was rescued and her alleged captor arrested.
This individual is off the streets and no one else is in danger right now because we got a very dangerous predator off the streets.
Philadelphia Police Commissioner Charles Ramsey referring to suspect Devlin Barnes. Police say the victim and Barnes were spotted yesterday in Maryland in a car with a broken out back window. Officers rescued.